I think we have a slight problem in the northwest generally. I think if you look at the numbers in Donegal, the 14-day average in Donegal is well above 200. The national average is 158, I think. But also in Derry and Strabane, their rates are beginning to diverge from the rest of Northern Ireland. Also, I think unfortunately we seem to have reached a plateau in the last few weeks, and it's beginning to go up. There's a number of reasons for that, but I think that it is very much in the younger age group. It isn't all negative in that the incidence of the disease in the over 85 continues to fall. The amount of outbreaks in nursing homes is going down, but it is a bit worrying, and I think that it brings into context the need for vaccination and to have vaccines available so that they can be given initially to the vulnerable medical groups and then from an age cohort point of view after that.
Do you think that we've seen the full impact of potential breaches then over St. Patrick's Day and the days that followed yet?
I think Mother's Day was the weekend that I noticed a big change personally. I just noticed that the weekend of Mother's Day, I just saw the amount of activity had almost double. You know, that's just anecdotally. And I think that actually that weekend was probably, once again, from an anecdotal point of view, even busier than the Patrick's Day activity. So we hope so, but remember that it takes 10 days for this to show, but it takes a number of weeks for it to go down. So this is the problem with one excursion or one diversion from the restrictive protocols, is that it takes at least a month to wash through.
Now, we have seen comments from your colleague, Dr. Anthony Breslin, today that Donegal could be in for a longer lockdown after Easter. What's your take on that?
I think we have to see. I think that there are other areas in Ireland who have at the present minute higher rates than us, but that's not a nice place to be anyway, even if you're third worst, if you know what I mean. But I think that I am worried about what's happening in the northwest generally, and I think we have to observe things very, very closely. And I think it is, I know it's very tiresome. I know everybody is just very, very fatigued mentally and physically with this, but we are going to see these rates for the next number of weeks. But it's a time not to lose heart. It's a time to sort of say, listen, we were actually below the national average, which was a wonderful place to be, having been above the national average for so long. We were below the national average for 1 to 2, for almost 2 months, and it was wonderful. We can get there again, but unfortunately there's going to be bad news for the next, I think, couple of weeks. But we still have to not lose heart. We have to continue doing what we're doing, because it's the only way to get us down to the rest of Ireland, and hopefully then we can benefit from any positivity that actually comes in the medium term.
Are regional lockdowns something that you would be advocating for?
Unfortunately, I think that if there is, it very much depends on the rates generally. If there's one area which is singularly and particularly out of sync with the rest of an area or the rest of the country, that is the case. But if there is general, if they're just showing an exaggerated version of an overall trend, no, I don't think so. So I think that if it was the case that there was just one region that had a specifically and undoubtedly exceptionally high rate, there would be an argument for that perhaps. But I think if it's just that one area is just you know, slightly higher than the rest and they're going in the same direction, I would be against that.
As you've mentioned, people are effectively fed up with this lockdown. Even TDs are revolting against this 5 kilometre exercise rule. We know that a decision is going to be made on that in the next week or two. Is that something that you would agree with to be lifted, or do you think that very little restrictions should be lifted next week?
I worry in that. I don't mean to sound so negative about this, but I think that we coming up to Christmas, we felt psychologically and morally we deserved something. We deserved to have a Christmas. We opened up the hospitality sector perhaps a week earlier than was recommended, because there was a feeling that we actually deserved it, and we did deserve it because we were all very, very tired. But unfortunately, it didn't work out well. So I think feeling that you deserve it, feeling that it's that you've had enough, feeling all these feelings. Unfortunately, it has to be pared down to the science and the numbers. And I would caution that there is any activities, any decisions made until there's a full understanding of the numbers. If the numbers are low enough, good. And if they're not low enough, I'm sorry, I would be against any significant relaxation. It's just because of what we saw at Christmas. Christmas was really scary. We all know that in January the numbers went very high. And that was because perhaps we relaxed when the numbers were not low enough. And we also maybe opened up hospitality a week earlier than was recommended. And we saw the consequences of that. So I think until we have the buffer of a good reasonably vaccinated proportion, hopefully then we'll see the numbers coming down. So there'll be that allied dual sort of security of lowish numbers and a reasonable proportion of people vaccinated. I think we have to be very careful.
Are you concerned at the such differing timings of the vaccination program on either side of the border and those restrictions possibly being lifted in the north on the horizon sooner rather than here? And what would that lead to? Are you concerned about that aspect of things that is on the horizon?
I think first of all, the vaccination process numbers are what they are. There's no, I think we can look across. We are, as vaccine comes into the Republic of Ireland, we are giving it. So, yes, if we can get as much vaccine as we can to, as it were, come up with Northern Ireland, it would be excellent, would be good. I think the Taoiseach has mentioned that he thinks we're about a month behind. I heard that reported. I didn't hear it. But if the numbers of vaccine that has been reported coming in April are actually true, and if they actually arrive, I think that is a solid enough statement. But I do think that we met with the Irish Medical Organisation, met with the British Medical Organisation this week, and we are interested in sort of drawing attention to the fact that we have to take into account our neighbouring country when we're making decisions. We also have to probably try and align our thinking when it comes to, you know, protocols and so forth, taking into account what is happening, because hopefully we will catch up with from a vaccine point of view, but then there will be issues of outbreaks, cross-border outbreaks. There will be variants. There will be a number of things that we'll have to have cooperation on. And I think that starting with the restrictive measures, I think unfortunately Northern Ireland, well, fortunately and unfortunately Northern Ireland, when it comes to easing their restrictions, they're going to have to take into account the incidence of the disease in the sort of neighbouring counties at the border, and that's a fact. So I think we'll have an influence anyway, but I think we should have a positive influence by discussing it amongst ourselves politically and medically. We should actually align our thinking, and then we should have cooperation to a certain level, particularly when it comes to outbreaks and variant sort of identification and variant suppression.
What about schools, Doctor? We are hearing some anecdotal evidence on the ground that there are some open clusters here in schools in the county. Now, while it is a priority for them to remain open, it cannot go unnoticed that perhaps it is leading to some rising case numbers here.
I think it's a risk-benefit analysis. I think it's so important that we educate our children. We don't want to have a generation or an actual cohort that will be disadvantaged for the rest of their lives. That's a fact. The other issue is that, yes, this variant is much more infective. So I think when you get an outbreak in a school, there will be more children who will be infected. That's a fact as well. Now, the third factor is, I think, the infectivity rate in the amount of infectivity rate amongst children is still very, very low. And that's a positive fact. So I think you have to put those three plates, spin them round, and try and get the best compromise. And I think, yes, compared to what we had before Christmas, there will be more infections. It's the amount of infections and the amount of people affected that will matter. I think it doubles down on the need for schools that when that's why pods and so forth are very important. You could have a school that has one class in isolation, but the rest of the school is still open. But that can only happen with taking into account the infectivity of the virus. It can only take into account when their protocols and the procedures are as tight as they can be.
Finally, Doctor, we have heard of some hope this week, particularly from the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, that we could have a relatively normal summer, but it does depend on a number of factors. Do you share that hope?
I hope. I'm a very positive person. I hope. I do hope. But we have to have this 3-month acceleration in vaccines that has been promised. And really, it's vital. And I think that let's wait and see how the vaccine tree arrives. This tree that's just laden with vaccines. Let's see it arrive. Let's welcome it into the country, and then we can organise getting it out to the maximum amount of people as quickly as is possible. And if that is the case, that's the first step to seeing that wonderful image. I think it'll stay with me now for the rest of the day. That's a very positive image.